Today, we continue with lesson number 28 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today, we will complete, Mirtzah Hashem, the seventh perek. We will learn the ninth Mishnah of the seventh perek, and we will begin the first Mishnah of the eighth perek. So today is Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. Again, conditions. Tanoim. Im lo bosi mikan ad shnei mos achodesh. Person says to two individuals or more, to his friends, if I don't return in 12 months, kisfu utanu get liishti. Write and give a get to my wife. Meaning, wait 12 months and then write and give the get. If I don't return. Suppose they decide, look, it's 11 months gone by, he's not back yet, let's get the get written. Kosvu get betosh shnei mosa chodesh. So they have it written in the 11th month, before the 12 months are over. But then they don't give it to her yet, they just have it at the ready, and 12 months are up, they deliver it to her. V'nos nuliacha shnei mosa chodesh. Eino get. That's not a get, because the Baal meant, said, If I don't come, he stipulated the time, if I don't come in 12 months, then write and give. And they beat him to the punch. They wrote it before the 12 months were over. Not following his instructions. It's not a get. Suppose he doesn't first say the zman, the condition. He doesn't first say, if I don't come in 12 months, then write. But the opposite. He says, kisvu utanu get liishti, write and give a get to my wife, if im lo bosi mikanat shnei mosa chodesh. So here I might think that he says kisvu, meaning write the get whenever you want. Give it to her if I don't return in 12 months. So I might think, and on that basis, kosvu betov shnei mosa chodesh, they wrote it, they had it written, or they wrote it themselves, within the 12 months, v'nos nuliach hashnei mosa chodesh, and they gave it afterwards, also eino get, according to the Tanakama, because it doesn't make a difference. However he says it, if he says first the zman of 12 months and then kisvu utnu, or first kisvu utnu and then the 12 months, either way, he's makpid on those 12 months, and if it was written before the 12 months were up, it's not a get, so says the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yossi omer kozeh get, if he first says kisvu utnu and then says 12 months, so he means to say, write it whenever you can. Give it to her after 12 months. And therefore, if they wrote it before the 12 months and gave it to her afterwards, according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be a kosher to get. The Mishnah continues, kosvu liach hashnei mosa chodesh, v'nosnu liach hashnei mosa chodesh. He said, if I don't return in 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. So they raided the whole 12 months. After the 12 months was definitely over, then they had it written, and then they gave it to her. Vomeis, and he died. So it depends, says the Mishnah. Im haget kodam lemisa. They waited 12 months, and 2 days after the 12 months were over, they gave her the get. And 3 days after the 12 months were over, he died. Hareza get. The get took place the day before he died. So she's divorced before he died. But however, v'im misa kodma la get, suppose they waited the whole year. Then they had it written and they gave it to her on day 2 after the year, but he died on day 1 after the year. Im misa kodma la get. In other words, he died after 12 months. In our example, he died 1 day after 12 months, but they didn't give it to her until after he died, ain't no get. Because the get takes effect when it's given to her. And it was given to her after he died. Imenyadua. Suppose you don't know. Did she get the get? Was the get delivered to her first, and then he died? Or did he die, and then the get was delivered to her? Enyadua. Zohi Shamru. That's a classical example of Megoreshes Vein and Megoreshes. She's a Suffolk. We call the chumra. If it's a chumra for her to be divorced, she's divorced. She can't marry a kohen. If it's a chumra for her to be married, to have been married when he died, In other words, she requires yibum and chlitza. She requires yibum or chlitza. She requires chlitza. Yibum is out of the picture because maybe she's a grusha, so it's got to be chlitza, but she has to have chlitza. We can now start the eighth perek. Hazire get liishto. Now, the Torah says when it comes to a get, the nosan biyodo, that the get has to be given into her hand. So Chazal say it doesn't mean it has to be her hand, mamish. But if it's her property, her courtyard, other examples that we'll see in the Mishnah, that's as good as her hand. Hand, we mean that just as her hand is mishtameres ledaita, her hand is under her control, her hand is guarded, so to speak, by her, so too, the courtyard has to be one that's guarded by her, something which she owns, and she knows about, and has, and is there. So the Mishnah says various dinim about this. Hazore get leishto. Person throws the get toward his wife. She can't catch it. V'hi betoch besa. But she's in her own home. She owns it. O betoch atzeira. Or it's her courtyard. She owns it. It's her nichsei melug. Nichsei melug. It's her property that she brought into the marriage. And the husband has the right to eat the peros as long as they're married. But the keren, the actual property itself is hers. So it's hers. Harezo megureshes. So once it falls into her house or into her courtyard, she's divorced. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that she's got to be standing thereby. She's got to be standing by the house or standing by the courtyard. Because like a hand is sumbucha, one's hand is right next to one, so too the house or courtyard must be right next to her. Now, there's a problem here, because technically, everything a woman acquires belongs to her husband. She acquired this document, it belongs to her husband. How does it come into her reshus? So on this, the Gemara introduces a principle called Gita v'chatzeda bo'am ke'echot. Her get, freeing her and making her independent financially, and the ownership of this chotzer happen in the same moment. Same split second. The get flies into her chotzer, poof! It's her chotzer and she's divorced. She's divorced and it's her chotzer. Her chotzer, she's kone mitam yad. Ziroko lom. Suppose the husband threw the get to her besoch beiso, it's his house. O besoch chatzero, or it's his courtyard. Afilu hu imo bamito. Even if she's sitting on the couch and lying in the bed, his couch, and he throws the get onto the couch where she's sitting, or onto the bed where she's sleeping. Eino megureshes. She's not divorced. The get didn't reach her. She didn't pick it up with her hand. It's in the bed, the couch, but they belong to him, not to her. L'tocheka. But suppose she's sitting in his house, on his couch, and he throws the get into her lap, or l'toch kalta, or into her basket, into her shopping bag, which is hers, keeps her own things in there. Hareza megureshes. She is divorced, even if it's in her house. The Gemara explains, because a person, my house is my house, and I'm not going to let her walk away with the living room furniture. But I'm not going to say that the house is my house, and therefore her lap is mine as long as she's in my house, or her kalsa, her basket is mine. That's hers, even if it's inside my house, and therefore the basket or the lap have a halacha of her yad, her hand, and if she throws the get into the basket or into her lap, she is divorced. And so we have finished lesson number 28.